This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Pascal, P-A-S-K-E-L. First name, Ethel, E-T-H-E-L. Date of birth, March 1, 1945. Date of initial evaluation, September 14, 2022. Follow up evaluation, August 3, 2023. The initial evaluation, correction, chief complaint, 77-year-old African American female seen for preoperative clearance. The HPI, the patient is a 77-year-old female with history of myocardial infarction times 2, dating to 2018 and 2021 period. She further has history of a cardiac cyst, which was removed in approximately 2012 period. She has history of COPD and reported shortness of breath secondary to COPD, period. She has dyspnea worsened by exertion on walking several blocks, period. She further has chronic productive cough, period. The patient had been seen in the office, period. She reports history of chronic pain involving the knee bilaterally, period. Pain is associated with crepitus, period. She had requested follow-up from Dr. Adrian James, period. However, she apparently had no scheduled follow-up appointment, period. She had requested pain medication refill, period. The past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number COPD, next number congestive heart failure, next number sleep apnea, the past surgical history, cyst removal, medications, nitroglycerin, PRN, Norco 10-325, Q12 PRN, clonidine 0.3 milligrams on BID, Trelegy, 1 inhalation daily, albuterol 1 to 2 puff PRN, fluticasone nasal spray 1 each nostril daily, diazepam PRN, amlodipine 5 milligrams 1 daily, prednisone 10 milligrams daily, Ventolin 90 micrograms PRN, allergies, Levaquin results in shortness of breath, azithromycin shortness of breath, codeine shortness of breath, flagellant results in rash, the family history, brother had prostate cancer, mother died of natural causes, father died of ulcer. The social history, she notes alcohol use but denies drug use. Review of systems, constitutional, she has had weight gain. Skin, she has moles. Eyes, she wears glasses. Nose, she has sinus problem. Respiratory, she has COPD, cough, and sputum. Cardiovascular, she has low extremity swelling. Gastrointestinal, she has history of hemorrhoids. Psychiatric, she has history of depression, psychiatric care, and previously took medications. Hematologic, she has easy bruising. The physical examination, the blood pressure 130/71, pulse 78, respiratory rate 20, height 65 inches, weight 191 pounds, period. In general, she's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The lab work, dated September 17, 2022, cholesterol 210, LDL 122, HDL 68, triglycerides 96, the creatinine 1.61, hemoglobin A1C 5.9, EKG, sinus rhythm 67 beats per minute, non-specific T-wave abnormality. The impression 1, chronic kidney disease, next number prediabetes, next number COPD, next number hypertension controlled. Next number, history of osteoarthritis. The plan had initially offered her Tramadol for her pain, period. She declined Tramadol, period. Patients subsequently advised to follow up with primary care for her pain management, period. I will refill prednisone, period. She otherwise is clinically stable. I will see her in 4 minus 6 months. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson. Thank you.